If you clicked on this video, it's probably because you've been trying to start a business for as long as you could remember. You tried starting it during the 2020 pandemic. You tried starting it with your college best friend. You tried starting it whenever you had no idea what to do after you got laid off. The point is, you tried, and I'm not going to say you failed, but you probably were trying and doing all of the things all at once and had no direction on where to go. We're going to fix that today because you will leave this video with a business plan in your hand to tackle and a workshop to help you get through it. Let's get to work. So if you're new to this channel and if you're new to this podcast, hi, my name is VP Wright. I am the digital marketing manager for the IGC Coaching School. And typically, I would not be the one introducing this show. My CEO, boss, and bestie, Liv Chapman, would typically be opening up this episode. But in 2024, everything is about to get a whole refresh, a little shush, if you will. And if you know IGC, then you know that we are real big on achieving your glow, your greatest level of want. Our glow is to make sure we're providing the best value when it comes to business coaching that you can get from any online coaching school, period, point blank. And we also believe that more women should have more money in their hands. And of course, you're the woman that needs that money, and you're the one that knows what to do with it. It's just a fact at this point. So today, well, I'm going to make sure that you know how you're going to start that business, how you're going to get it off the ground, and where you can find the strength and weaknesses to do so. In the next portion of this video, Liv Chapman is going to do a quick rundown on the importance of a business plan and why you should consider having one, because you need one for various amount of reasons. This was from a workshop that we did inside of our membership, the Six Figure Circle, and it was jam-packed. 90 minutes exactly. So good. You should stay to the end of this video to learn how you can get that workshop for free. But until then, I'm going to let Liv take over and explain why you need to have a business plan and what you can do with it.
So if we haven't met yet, I'm going to tell you who I am and why I'm teaching this. So my name is Liv Chapman. I am the co-founder and CEO of IGC Coaching School. I am a boy mom. I'm a coach. I've been doing this now for about 10 years. So we have taken IGC Coaching School from self-funded to seven figures. But before we did that, I went from self-funded as a one-on-one service provider to six figures in less than a year. Less than a year. And the real reason I was able to do that was back in 2014, I quit my public school teaching job. The beginning of that, though, I was screwing around. This is tinker phase. This is when I was just like doing stuff, but not doing anything. I wasn't doing anything that actually moved my business forward until one day I got knocked up, unexpectedly became pregnant. I had just quit my job. I had just moved to a different state. And now I'm pregnant and I'm like making no money. So I had two choices. I could go back to public education but I couldn't really go back to public education because I was so nauseous every day. I'm like, I have to make this business work. So game on, game on. So a lot of things happened between 2014 and 2015, but ultimately 2015, the first business plan was written on a paper napkin. That got us only so far, but we did that. And then it inspired us to say like, you know what, let's take this really seriously. We need to figure out what we're doing. We need to figure out how to scale and how to grow. And I personally needed to do that quickly because at some point in 2014, I mean, I didn't even have electricity in the house. I was pregnant. It was not a good thing. And I was faced with that point, which we've all been faced with at some point in our life, where it's like, I'm either going to quit or I'm going all in. And by the grace of God, or just my natural delusion, I said, we're going all in. So we executed a complete business plan. At this point, I had been brought on with Katie to help her found and grow IGC, of course. And we were also able to then see exactly what we needed to be doing each and every single day, look at what was working, look at what wasn't working, and invest in the areas that were broken. I have said it before and I'll say it again. If you are not making the money you want in business or seeing the results that you want in business, it is not because your business is broken. It is because there is a certain department or aspect or area or process or function of your business that is not functioning properly. It needs support. It needs love. And I know that we often just say, like, let me buy the next thing. Let me invest in the next course or Google away the problem. And the reality is you have to know exactly what the problem is in order to fix it. And a business plan is one way that you are able to do that. You are able to have an overview of every single department, plus your financials, and actually see what's working and what isn't. And just to kind of get us back to 2024, everything has not been easy in the last 10 years, but we're still growing. I really do account a lot of it to having a solid plan and having a solid team and just being committed to growth and process over and over and over again. And despite in 2018 becoming a single mom of two, I also managed to get a book deal. And this was the first year, so within 3 years, scaling the company to over 7 figures. And I say that to say, no matter what you are up against, you can move past it. You can move beyond it. You can better yourself for it. You need a plan. You need a network. You need support. You need accountability. And you need confidence, which ironically or not, comes from all of those things. And I'm going to get there through the end of this presentation in order to help you set yourself up to be able to have all of that. But when things like this happen, when wrenches are thrown in, when there's blocks in the road, when the rug is swept out from underneath you, if you have a business that operates effectively, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. I know you may be thinking, but I need this and that. Sure, I'm not saying a business is going to save your life, but I will tell you that it saved mine. So it's an option. And then of course, now it's 2024. We're operating from a nearly 100 page business plan that is now multiple shared Google Drives and files and spreadsheets and all of this, but we have grown. The business plan is an evolving document. I'm going to say it a million times today. And it's something that grows with your company. It grows with you. We have a team of over 20 people. We've also scaled into having a nonprofit organization called the Glow Fund. If you ever were seeking a scholarship for coaching or coaching related services, you got to check out the Glow Fund. And we have managed to maintain 6 and 7 figure growth year after year since 2015. And it all started with a plan. So here's a little glimpse at what IGC has grown into in case you're new here. We have the 6-figure circle, which is our low-cost monthly membership. We have sales courses, NLP certifications, level 1 and level 2 ICF coach training. We have a little swag shop. We have women's circle training, many templates and courses and digital downloads. We have the podcast, 6-figure certified. And all of that started again from having a plan, from having a solid business plan. So all of those ideas you have are all possible, and they become more possible when you manage them, when you write them out, when you get total clarity on them. And I know what some of you are thinking. Some of you are thinking, well, I don't totally know yet, so I can't do this. Pause, delete, X out of me. No, you are in control of your business. You are in the driver's seat. This is your company. You're the leader. You have a lot more autonomy and control than you think. And just because everything may or may not pan out exactly how you lay out in your plan does not mean that you don't need a plan, because a woman without a plan is lost. This is your road map. When you don't have a map, you don't know where you're going. And if you don't know where you're going, you don't know where you're going to end up. I am advising you to look at your final destination. Pick that location, pick what it looks like, and let's build backwards from there today. And we're going to get through the business plan. If you need to start with just the first quarter, however you need to rationalize it in your brain to get this done, do it. If you want to look at your business plan as something you check in on quarterly, fine. Yearly, fine. Monthly, fine. But write it from that place. Write it from that place of, okay, I am choosing to write my business plan, and this is going to be an evolving document that I check in on quarterly. Great. So when you write it for the first time today, you are looking at this quarter, this 3 month, this 90 day period. Okay. So you need a solid plan to scale to 6+ figures. But did you know that businesses with a well-thought-out business plan are 50% more likely to succeed than those without one? It is not just a document. It is not just another to-do. It is a roadmap to success. Having a solid business plan can make your business twice as attractive to potential investors, and that includes grants as well. And there are so many grants out there, so many grants out there for small businesses, and you need a business plan to present to them in order to win grant money. It is not just about numbers. It is about showcasing your vision, your strategy, and potential for long-term profitability. And entrepreneurs who regularly update their business plans are 30% more likely to grow their business, as opposed to what? Some crazy percentage of people who quit within the first 5 years, and I think it's 90% in 10 years. If you want to grow a sustainable business, you need to have a plan that grows with it. This is like giving your business a dynamic playbook for sustained success. And I love that word dynamic. I love that I can write what I know now, and this is an evolving document. It's going to grow with me. We do not have to be locked in. We are not stuck here. We run the show as the owner of the company, right? It's dynamic. It's meant to change and evolve. That's what we're going to do today. But we're going to get the first iteration, or maybe the second, depending on where you're at in your business. We're going to get it drafted today in this workshop. So let's get planning. Everybody, grab your business plan. And if for some reason you don't have it out in front of you, I believe there's a button right below where you can grab it again. It's completely fillable. You can type right into that PDF. You can print it out. You can copy and paste it into a Google Doc, whatever you need to do. But we are making decisions today. We are getting things down on paper, and we are walking away from this workshop with a solid plan. Let's go.
So like I mentioned, the six-figure circle is the place to be. If you have been looking online for a community full of people who are aspiring six-figure coaches or service providers, are a step ahead of you when it comes to getting things done and building their business, access to business coaches in general, and really need some guidance in this process, the Six Figure Circle is the membership for you. There are at least one, if not two, weekly calls that involve open coaching, guidance around how to scale your business around marketing, sales, back-end systems, finance, mindset, leadership development. On top of that, you have a weekly co-working call that you can pop on with a certified coach as well to have an hour or more dedicated to time to build your business. If you're a mom like me, that's really important because time is not around as often. You also get access to two exercises per month, and that can be either used for yourself when it comes to developing your mindset or business acumen, or for your clients as well if you have a niche that is tied to those exercises or even modified for that. That's free, and they have a guided walkthrough led by ITC coaches. You get access to Hot Seats Quarterly with our CEO, Leif Chapman. You also get access to recommended books, recommended worksheets, resources, and then, of course, a 24/7 active community group on Facebook for you to access on a regular basis to ask questions, get feedback, put your offers in there to potentially gain clients, collaborate with different people in the community overall to do different partnerships, or maybe even find a new business partner. Whatever is present in that space, especially if you are a woman who is wanting to scale to six figures, that space is for you. Now, one of the biggest questions we get is, well, I'm not a six-figure business owner yet, or I haven't made any money in my business yet. Is this space for me? Yes. Oh my God, run to it. When I was first starting my coaching business, the six-figure circle was the space that I was in. And when I tell you, I was in that group every single day, soaking up as much knowledge as I could, asking questions, getting hands-on with people, and also actually gaining clients because they were seeing my work, they were seeing how I was marketing, they were seeing how I was doing graphic designs, etc. So I would do freelance services and coach other people in the community while I was in it. The Six Figure Circle is the place to be, and right now you can get 50% off your first month if you decide to join. The link is in the show notes below, and if you need to, you can click on it, grab that discount, and dive on in. All right, so if you haven't grabbed that workbook yet and haven't gotten into the workshop yet, you need to do that right now. Because I'm going to go over 5 ways my business plan ended up helping me scale from 0 to 6 figures in 11 months. Now, here are some conditions around what was going on during that time. One, I started my business in August of 2019. I was 25, 26, I believe, or about to be 26. I had already tried to start a business the first time, failed at it because I didn't have a business plan, and was way too directionless when it came to how I was going to do things. For those who know my story, you know that I, at that point, after my first business failing, I hired a business coach, and she walked me through my whole process, essentially, when it came to how I was going to do creative mentoring, because I could make money as a creative. But oftentimes, if you know how creatives are, we get so caught up in the doing piece that we forget that, oh, shoot, there's still so much admin and organization that I have to do as a business owner that I don't want to do or I don't know how to do. And after I got my coach and I actually got into the business plan template that you're going to be getting today, I was able to really get clear on so much. The first thing was, one, my business plan helped me get really clear on what I was going to be offering. I knew from the moment I got that plan in my hands and I was able to go through it that I really wanted to focus on scaling my one-on-one offers first before I did anything else. And I was able to use all of the information I got from the market research I was doing in the business plan and having conversations with my ideal client to where I could say, okay, my client needs this. Here's their roadmap when it comes to their journey. Here's the solution I can provide through my coaching. And here are the resources I can give as well to back it up. It was really easy to get very clear on that, fill out my sales page for it. And when I went live, I ended up having 10 people register for clarity calls to get on and have a free call with me, dive into see if they actually needed the coaching to begin with. And 7 of them said yes, which was crazy. I had a $25,000 launch from the jump of my business. But that would not have happened if I hadn't gotten clarity around what I was actually going to offer. Number 2, my business plan helped me get grant funding. So after I was in business for myself for about a year, and after I had that first launch, I was able to recreate the offer process over and over again, and I had built out an entire offer suite really quickly. 10 out of 10 would not recommend that piece. However, all of that growth really fast allowed me to scale to my first 6 figures, put myself out there in front of my target audience online, and I ended up being able to receive a grant from American Express through iFundWomen. Now, if you know anything about crowdfunding or even applying for grants, then you know that you need to have a business plan that is foolproof. Like, you know your strengths, you know your weaknesses, you know your opportunities, and you know where you could potentially fail, right? You know where there's competition. You know where you can actually put all of your marketing opportunities on what platforms. You know how you're going to do that. You know everything and the ins and outs of how well your business is going to succeed. And if you want grant money that you don't have to pay back, if you want investors to be interested in giving you money, let's say you're doing seed fundraising, then you have to have a business plan. It has to be there. My business plan cleared all of that up, and I was able to receive that funding from American Express through iFundWomen, which I would highly recommend you looking into as well if you are looking at trying to secure funding for your business. There's a ton of different resources on that website. Also, I'll list the resource down below in the show notes or the description if you're watching this on YouTube. Number 3, my business plan gave me peace. Now, I know that's not tangible at all, but when I tell you I felt a whole lot less crazy when I was able to explain to people what I did, who I helped, how I did it, where they could find me online. I knew my elevator pitch to a T because I was so clear on what my business did. Full proof. You can't take that kind of confidence away from you. I promise, having a business plan and actually walking through all of those steps, which you can do with Liv if you actually pop into the workshop using the link in the description below, you'll be able to go even further with your business. Number four, I knew what departments my business needed and who I was going to hire when the time came. So, like I mentioned a little earlier in the video, I am very creative. I'm a creative entrepreneur. I'm a creative mentor. I create every single day. Create, create, create. And when you're a creator, if you're into human design and I'm a manifesting generator, then you know that you're going to need help executing those ideas. You can't execute if you don't have a team. And you can't have a team if you don't know how much money you're making on a regular basis. You won't make any money if you don't have a plan to do that. And you need to actually sit and say, okay, here's what departments I need to have in my business. For me, I knew I needed to have operations and an assistant to help with that. I knew I needed to have someone to help me organize all of my content into a library so I could repurpose it easily. I knew I was going to have someone in my actual course portal making sure everything was optimized properly and that my workflows were working properly and my automations were working properly and I was having all of my emails go out properly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have to be able to recognize that certain tasks you cannot do on your own, but you won't know that and you won't know who to hire unless you actually plan that out in advance and put all of those different departments into categories. One thing I love about having a business plan is that it requires you to think about the future, not just business a month from now, not just business a year from now, but business 5 years from now. What's your longevity? How are you going to achieve this goal and how is it going to sustain you long term? Going into business for yourself isn't necessarily a one and done kind of thing. Even people who are building businesses to sell take about 3 to 5 years to do it because they're securing funding, they're testing their product, they're hiring people to do different tasks and different services. They're doing the work of a founder and CEO. So that way, when it's time to sell it, the actual social proof is done. They know the product sells and it does well, and an investor can come in, acquire the company, and then they can go start another business. Happens all the time, but they have to have a business plan first. And then finally, my business plan allowed me to pivot whenever times got rough. I went through a divorce during my business really scaling, and they got to a point where I actually said, hey, business plan, we gotta basically cross a whole bunch of things out and rework our entire suite to support being a single mom, to support scaling my business in a way that actually works for me. Like I said, I scaled way too fast and I did things in the beginning. So I wanted to slow things down just a tad bit and still be able to be more present in the lives of my children, to be present for myself and still have a social life and figure out a working situation that worked well for me. My business plan allowed me to quit my job fairly quickly, twice. It allowed me to quit it when the pandemic hit and I was able to go work for myself full time, even though I wasn't really ready. I knew I had a plan to scale and make it happen. And then just recently, back in December, I worked for a company for 2 years that allowed me to still work on my business on the side part time while being for them full time. And while I was working and rebuilding my equity, recovering my assets from divorce, etc., my plan I was working on in the back end to say, hey, what offers do I actually want to do? What do I want to get rid of? How do I want to move things around? How many hours do I want to work in my business? How many times a week am I going to show up on social media? How many leads is that going to create? Now, my business feels very freeing. It feels liberating. It allows me to have more time with my kids on the weekends. I don't even have to work weekends anymore. Heck, I don't work one of these days a week. I have a 4-day work week because I worked it into my business plan. All of these tasks are easy to do when you're able to work through and set a plan for yourself and meet those goals that you want to achieve. It is not easy if you have no direction, and without direction, you'll have nowhere else to go. With that, I hope you liked this video. We're going to be doing all kinds of different styles for our videos with the new podcast, with not just me, but also other one-on-one coaches that we have within the IGC coaching school. And then, of course, Liv will be back next week with another episode for the podcast as well. If you love this video, please let us know in the comments down below. You can like it, you can share it, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and of course, subscribe to our podcast on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcast. And last but not least, go get the business plan template and the free workshop that comes with the template as well. The link is down below in the YouTube description and in our show notes on the podcast. And it comes with additional bonuses. So you also get a sales page template that you can go and write out that offer with once you figure it out in your business plan, and an actual sales goals CEO template as well. So you'll know quarter by quarter how much money you want to make per quarter and what you need to do to make that happen as well. I hope everyone has a great rest of their day, and we'll see y'all next week. Bye.